Hey, hello, welcome back, beautiful, lovely people. This is your host Rishita, and welcome back to my podcast channel Sunshine and Please. Firstly, thank you so much for hearing me, and again giving you all a reminder if I stammer or just stop a bit, just because I am unfiltered totally when I speak something, because I don't make script. Today is 3rd of August 2021 and I feel that I need to talk to you guys because I'm just having a mental outbreak. It's emotional outbreak for sure, because within 2 overnight I'll be just turning an adult. How is that possible? Yeah, I'm going to turn 18. I know you all also went through the same kind of thing, but I'm a bit expressive to my thoughts. Like, if I feel something, I would very excited to express it, to feel light. That's what me. But that doesn't mean that I'm an extrovert, but I'm an ambivert in general. Okay, so my ship in which I'm sailing is going to go in the region of adulting. I heard different sparks of it. I didn't say spark, I said sparks of it. That means it's going to be amazing, I'll be independent, I'll be living alone, all such things. But also it is something that I am totally dependent girl. My mom takes care of me, my mom's take care of my wardrobe, my mom takes care of my room, and she just bring out the clothes every time I got a shower. So this is literally a girl who's totally dependent, is going to be independent within 2 overnights. This is very silly, but yeah, that's what it says. I'm literally very worried, not in the sense that I'm growing up, but you know, everything people think that growing up means losing childhood. No, you can just keep it intact. Like me, I'm going to keep it forever intact, because something that I kept from my childhood and still keeping is my passion. So if I quit it, that won't be me anymore. Like journaling, pen pulling, reading books, and everything. Reading books, I know many adults to read, but my book genre is not like that kind of genre that an adult read. It's more a fairy tale kind of thing. So I just want to say that I'm not going to change myself for the sake of that I'm going to be an adult. I'm going to be me. That's what I feel. And I know this period requires a lot of patience, cautiousness, and optimistic view to meet better prospect in life. And obviously, I'll just go with the path. And whatever will happen, I'll just keep myself reminded by hearing this podcast, just telling the affirmation again, I'll figure it. And yes, that would be everyone should look up, that whatever is happening, I'm going to figure it out. So there would be no issues. I know people just tend to make it very hard, but you know, life goes on, so we have to come to that stage. It sounds that I'm aging, I feel like I'm just becoming so old, but yeah, it's okay, that happens. I am still that sweet 16 in my mind, or sometime a sweet 14. I don't know, sweet 14 goes or not, but still, this 14 and 16 ages were like so close to me that I feel like I don't want to be 15, I don't want to be 17. But I know, again, I will be feeling like I don't want to be 19. I just want to stay 18 forever. But still, it's really very emotional, and I can't just express how I'm feeling right now. But all I know, the universe goes round and round for the better of a person and for my highest good. And I be very optimistic to my future and feel that whatever will happen in my life, I'll figure it out. Thank you so much, guys. I don't have any more words to speak. If I feel that I have something to say, I'll make a podcast tomorrow again, just on my birthday eve. Okay. And I have a lot of idea content in my mind. Maybe I'll just record it someday for you guys. Okay. So I'm just ending it over here. Thank you so much again for hearing me. Signing off, Trishita.